This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair with this week's edition of Creative Impact. Each week, we talk with the people who serve as driving forces in the arts and creative industries in Washtenaw County. Our partner in Creative Impact is the Arts Alliance. And Deb Pollack, she serves as president and CEO of the Ann Arbor-based organization. And welcome back, Deb.
Always good to be in the studio with you, David. You know, it fascinates me that the creative people we have in our community have so many talents. For example, R.J. Fox is our guest, and I invited him because he's an award-winning published author and screenwriter. Two of his books, Love and Vodka and Awaiting Identification, have been optioned and are currently in development for film. Isn't that cool?
That is absolutely amazing.
And if that isn't enough, he's also a saxophone player and a teacher. He's on the line with from Huron High School, where he's a teacher, and he's developed a film history and production course in the school's International Baccalaureate program. So let's welcome RJ to the show.
Mr. Fox, welcome to Creative Impact.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Well, yes, Mr. Fox, because he's a teacher.
Exactly right. You have to offer that up as a show of respect. WEMU listeners, RJ, are avid film fans and know a lot about the filmmaking business, and that's in large part because we do a weekly program with the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters, Russ Collins. Now, we know even with great talent, it's just not easy to get a book published or a screenplay optioned, so you have to be a great storyteller. Love and Vodka was published in 2015 and Awaiting Identification in 2018. Can you kind of give us a brief synopsis of what those books are about?
Absolutely, yeah. So Love and Vodka is kind of a hybrid travel story and romantic comedy about my experiences in Ukraine, traveling abroad in sort of a surreal and bizarre land. This is a trip from 2001, just before 9/11.
So truly autobiographical? Autobiographical?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a memoir.
Autobiographical.
You know what I meant. No, well, welcome. Maybe I should take an English class at Huron High School.
Yeah, sure. Come on by. Yeah, so it's, you know, it's sort of, I always compare it to like Lost in Translation or My Big Fat Greek Wedding, where the cultural setting is a character as much as, you know, myself in the story and then the person I was pursuing in the name of love. A fish out of water story and all the different ways that sort of theme applies. And then my other book, Awaiting Identification, is a novel. But actually ripped from the headlines was a Detroit Free Press article I came across way back in 99. And the headline was, Mystery Bodies Awaiting Identification. And the article just talked about the hundreds of bodies that show up in the morgue every year in Detroit without any identification on them, many of which never get ID'd. And I just thought, man, that is very sad and tragic. These are human lives that, you know, just disappear from existence with nobody knowing. And I'm like, that could also be a fascinating story. So I wrote a screenplay based on inspired by the article, where I came up with five characters, they're dead on page one, and then we see 24 hours before their death, and then by the end, they're not just dead bodies, they're human beings that we, you know, spend time with, get to know their, you know, their flaws, their strengths, their weaknesses, and it's a story about redemption, despite the sort of depressing subject matter, each character sort of redeems themselves before their death.
Wow.
So it's very dark, bleak, but
it also, you know, sounds very powerful and in the end motivational and inspirational.
Thank you. Yeah, that's what I was trying to do. And both of these projects were initially screenplays before they were books. I spent, from the time I was in high school, I had this dream of being a screenwriter, and I spent about 20 years just writing screenplays. I had a few close calls, nothing happened, so then I'm like, well, maybe I could try my hand at book writing, which I did, and was very fortunate to get the books off the ground, published, and now I'm coming back full circle, getting them developed into films.
Wow, really, two very different kind of stories. I think this is a really cool case study. Two books by the same author in development to become films. It's like you're starring in your own real-life unknown artist becomes famous story.
Right.
That someday is going to be made a movie someday by Hollywood. So has the process been the same for each book and each screenplay?
Yeah, I mean, starting with, like I said, that they were first screenplays, when I sat down to write the books, I kind of had essentially the outline, the full outline of the story, where I just had to add some, you know, more flesh to the bones and meat and potatoes and all that. And then I was able, you know, the benefit of a book is that you could add a lot more detail, you could get a lot more, you know, descriptive, and you could go into some more tangents, whereas a screenplay is a lot more limiting. You know, you have to follow a specific structure, it has to be a certain page count. So the challenge with, particularly with Awaiting Identification, was having to really cut the story down to size. A screenplay should be between 90 and 120 pages, and we started out with 153 pages, and we spent a lot of time really cutting it down before we took it to the budget stage, which is where we are now with that one, where it's going to, you know, they have to decide, like, you know, how much money is needed to make this movie and what are some ways that we could, you know, they're both very grassroots indie films where, you know, we start from the bottom and just hope that by getting them made, we do the film festival route and they get distribution. And then, you know, hopefully, it would be a dream come true to see both of these movies at the Michigan Theater or State, which is my favorite place.
You might be talking to the right people.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping so. That would be...
We know people.
You know, and of course, with my last name, the Fox Theater in Detroit.
Yeah, there you go.
Bucket list.
Now, I want to point out, you were talking about the filmmaking process part of this, but for your books, Love and Vodka and then Awaiting Identification, those were published by Ann Arbor's Fish Out of Water Books. And then you had another collection of essays called Tales from the Dork Side, which, by the way, I love that title. It was published by the Ann Arbor District Library's Fifth Avenue Press. So when we talk about creativity and impact, how important is it to an artist to have these kinds of local resources to help get your work before the public?
We are so fortunate to live in this community because it's such a supportive community when it comes to the arts and all the different forms. I mean, you know, well, we just mentioned the Michigan Theater, just, you know, on the film level, with all the indie bookshops like Literati just getting named Bookstore of the Year.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations to them.
Yeah, oh, man, they're just fantastic for what they do for, you know, local authors and the people they bring in nationally into their shop. And then, so it's just a very supportive community. It's a literate community in terms of people who, you know, appreciate books and enjoy art and culture. So, yeah, I feel very fortunate to be in this town. And then, of course, being a teacher in this community where I get to work with the youth of this great community, teaching what I most love. I teach film and English. So, I get to do this by day, and it's a job I absolutely love. And then the writing and the film stuff, you know, by night. And it's just a great joy to have, you know, the best of both worlds and be able to bring my experience into the classroom and share with the students and pursuing dreams. I mean, I always talk about how this dream of mine was born in a high school classroom, and I try to, you know, transfer that into my own teaching and hopefully inspire kids to pursue their own passions in the arts or whatever they might be.
I'm glad you brought that up. You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair with my co-host Deb Pollack, and we're talking with R.J. Fox, an author, screenwriter, and, as he has pointed out, teacher at Huron High School. Now, before we get back to the filmmaking, R.J., I want to step inside your Huron High School classroom. I believe I read that it's a two-year course. I don't know if I ever took a two-year course. In fact, I'm not sure I ever went to school for 2 years. How do you capture the attention of high school students for that long? Do they get excited about your books being optioned?
Well, you know, I think they do find it fascinating, and it's great to see the students' reaction to that stuff, but I really think the content of the course sells itself. It's a two-year film course, so it's really, you know, the screen legends and the great directors that they get exposed to that carry the course more than myself. The first year of the class is a film history and analysis course, so we look at the history of film from the early silent era up until the present day, and looking at a wide range of foreign films and award-winning film. Like right now, we're currently watching Brazil. We just watched Taxi Driver a couple weeks ago. We'll be doing Do the Right Thing by Spike Lee coming up. And then the second year of the course, the primary focus is on film production.
So it's twofold that way.
Yeah, and they get a whole, you know, they learn about all the great directors and styles of filmmaking, and then they go and actually apply it to their own films and hopefully develop their own voice. And being such a diverse community, you know, we get a wide range of voices telling stories on film, which is, you know, a great, you know, that's a huge focus now in the film industry. And here in Ann Arbor, we don't have to go out of our way to find diversity. It's just organically part of our culture. So getting back to
your filmmaking, so you write your books, and then what happens? Do you shop it around for the opportunity to get optioned, or do people come to you? Tell us about that process.
So, putting both projects out there in the industry, it's really hard to get anywhere without an agent. Which I do not have. And usually it's just a bunch of doors not open when you try to submit to the industry. I did have a close call with Awaiting Identification with Steve McQueen, the director of 12 Years a Slave. His people considered it briefly, but then I'm sure they had a stack up to the ceiling that they also considered. And then I decided, you know, just focus. I had a few local contacts that I had that, you know, I thought, well, I'll just connect with them. And I was fortunate to find two local connections to help make this happen. It's been a similar process, but also quite a different process. With Love and Vodka, I'm helping to co-produce, and then with Awaiting Identification, I'm more just on as a screenwriter, which I'm fine with as well. So, you know, the Love and Vodka project, and because it's autobiographical, I feel it's important for me to have more of an active role as someone who lived through the experience. So
what kind of timeline were you on? Are we going to see these movies in another year or so?
I would say they could. They'd be in theaters within 2 or 3 years is our goal. In both projects, there's a lot of things out of our control right now because we're still in the budget stage, the early development stage. I would say within 3 years for sure. But it's a, you know, it's a long process from budget stage all the way through the post-production stage. And, you know, there's so many factors and variables. So
as we know, so many factors. But we'll look forward to these developments and wish you well with this whole process and be following you on your website. So thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you.
And good luck with it all.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. We will let you go and let you get back to class so you don't play hooky.
Thank you. Yeah, a few more minutes before the bell is going to ring. All right.
Thanks for the time and the conversation, RJ. That is RJ Fox. You can find out more about his books and his personal story by visiting our website at WEMU.org. Creative Impact is produced in partnership with the Arts Alliance and is heard every Tuesday. Deb Pollack is my co-host, and she is president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, and we'll see you in a week.
I'll be here.
I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.